Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to Operation Pigmentation. Holy shit, we were supposed to start this podcast 26 minutes ago. Bubba was here. He introduced himself to Craig, Rio, and Lat, who also is known as Lance. Bubba called him Urkel, which I just thought was way too far.
Too far.
But Bubba,
way too far.
Bubba fucking hooked you guys up. What did Bubba, you know, the legal stuff, what did Bubba hook you guys up with just now?
He gave us a lot of medication.
A lot of medication?
A lot of medication.
What else did you get? You got to talk into the microphone.
Oh, man, I got a lot of medication. I got Bubba swag. I am officially a part of Bubba Army. There's a new chapter. South St. Pete is rising again.
How does it feel to be here? Like, what do you think about the studio?
Long time coming. I feel like I'm at home, like I'm behind the barber chair.
Rio, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
You look chill as fuck, man.
Yes, sir.
You talking into that microphone?
I think so.
Get all
right in front of
him. Yeah,
there you go.
Put it right in my mouth.
I'll tell you what, you guys are making fun of Lance, but he is riding the microphone the best right now.
Microphone ready.
There you go.
He look like he sounds like a rapper.
He's supposed to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm always supposed to be here.
Yeah, he's supposed to be here. I know. I know he's a family man, so it's nice that he made the time to come today, but I don't think he's going to be here every single week with you motherfuckers.
No, I'm not going to be able to make it every time.
All right, so I want to introduce you guys. You guys were on the show yesterday. We talked to you guys on our podcast. What did you guys think about talking to Bubba for the first time?
I think that was a great, necessary conversation.
Because you said you found out what? You found out Bubba called me a fuckboy. I was down at the barbershop on Saturday.
Yeah, and we had a problem with
that.
Yeah,
we ain't like that.
Yeah, and I appreciated that. I was like, wow, these guys are really, you know, stepping up to support me.
And then Bubba explained it.
And what? Because it takes me a little while to pop my hood. I'm a fuckboy.
A little while. They said you couldn't pop
your
hood.
I can. I just, it's a jangly mechanism that I have to find. Like you have
always
to
really, rigged.
You got to find the sweet spot. It's a Ford, man. You know, I mean,
really?
Like.
That sounds like excuses, bro.
It's not screen. Yeah. It's not.
Well, what about the tire changing thing? Can you change a tire?
I can change a tire.
Do you call the people?
Well, I mean, if I was down near you, I mean, I would call a friend. I don't have AAA or anything like that. The toughest thing for me is where you put it. What is it? The jack where you lift the car up because you got to make sure that it doesn't go straight through the bottom of the car. What? You know what I'm talking about?
How do you know that part before you can even really technically do it?
Well, you got, first of all, you do that. You take the tire off. You take the screws off. Blah, blah, blah. You take the tire off. Boom. You put
the
them
screws.
Up. What are they? The lug nuts?
The lug nuts. Okay, yeah.
All right.
Well, okay, let's skip past that.
Okay, all right.
Now, let's get to this other. What about the firearm?
The firearm?
Have you shot in the firearm?
I have shot a shotgun.
One time, two times, several times.
I went shooting, and then
no handguns.
That don't count.
I went one time to get my permit, legally carry or whatever the fuck it is, or to have a gun in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And I passed that class, but I never took the certificate to like the state of Florida to get like cashed in.
Okay, so you don't have a license to carry?
No.
So,
but I mean, you don't need
shot,
one when you're in the fucking hood, right?
Shot a handgun.
You don't need one when you're in America.
Thank you.
You just need to shoot one.
No, man, you need one. You got to have a license.
You got to have a license, and you need a firearm in America.
Okay, so I need a firearm, or you just want to show me how to operate one?
You need to know how to operate one.
We're going to the range.
Yeah, we're going to the range.
Okay, where is the range? Do you guys know? Is there one like...
We're going to go to
the
range.
In the backyard.
Yeah. I was going to say.
Yeah, it might have to be in the backyard.
I don't know.
But Seth, we have a lot of things that we're going to do till we get your name to Seth Money.
Okay. Oh, do you have anything else that's on the list other than going shooting right now, or we're working on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to make a longer list. Have you been fishing?
No.
Like, what? With a cane pole?
Never.
Or anything.
No.
Never.
Have you eaten mullet? Have you eaten a fried mullet?
I think I've had fried catfish. Is that close enough?
No.
Was it salt water? Or fresh
I don't
water?
Fucking. I don't know.
Do you eat blue crabs?
I don't. No.
Yep. We got a little work. We have a little work to do.
I'm just afraid of a lot of food, though. I mean, I think. Do they sell blue crab on the side of the road?
No.
No.
On the side of the road.
I thought I saw something. Depends on
where you're at, to tell you the truth.
I would strongly advise you not to buy those.
I thought I saw. All right, listen.
Eat them.
I got to get Rio out of this whole fucking sexy Barry White thing that he's doing all of a sudden.
Hey, man, I'm not doing no, man, I'm stoned.
I know you're stoned.
Yeah, we're stoned.
I know you're stoned. But you got,
he wants you to talk regular.
Listen.
You can talk regular in front of him.
All right, you're good. All right, Rio.
Yes.
You just got out of jail, right?
Yeah.
We talked about this. This is how you said that you were listening to Bubba. Everybody was listening to Bubba. What's the name of the cell block again?
I was in 6C1.
6C1. All right.
Central.
What were you in jail for?
Oh, it was a violation of probation.
Well,
he robbed the bank.
On my DUI.
DUI. Can we talk about the violation of probation? I don't know what it is, actually.
Definitely a setup.
It's a setup. Yeah, but it's a ploy really just for the state of Florida to get some more money out your ass.
How much did they get out of you for this one?
Well, anybody that's ever had a DUI, they know you're going to get at least $10,000.
You're over 10.
Oh, shit.
Easily.
And how long were you in jail for?
Too long.
It was 40 days.
40 days? Okay. And you said you
40
watched
40 days and 40 nights.
You said you watched the Super Bowl in there, right?
Yeah.
How was that?
Not good.
It was as good as you can be when you ain't got no pussy. You can't smoke no weed, no liquor.
Yeah.
There's 80 other dicks in there with you.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
a guard.
And y'all making a goulash.
You're watching one TV and you got to listen to it on your headphones with your little tablet that they give everybody.
You couldn't get weed in there at all?
No, they give you a tablet.
I don't want to smoke anything that they get in there.
Really? It's that bad? I mean, it's that bad?
I give you that.
I'm just saying.
Oh,
yeah, there's nothing.
You
got to
think
Bob
about the process of
me.
How it got there.
Yeah, I don't want that.
I don't want that.
Okay.
It would have to be experimental or something.
So you did 40 days. Craig, I know that you had a stint before, right?
Yeah, I haven't been locked up.
All right. And now, obviously, Lance has not been locked up. So, I mean, that's why we're leaving him out of this part of the interview is because, you know, he has
Appreciate it.
Are you stereotyping me in Rio?
Why? You're all black, right?
Okay, yeah, but I'm talking about
I'm not black. I'm not black.
No, I'm not stereotyping. I'm honing in on you guys going to jail because.
Are you trying to say that me and Rio are something like. Criminals or something?
Well, I think you are.
I went to jail.
Technically, the state of Florida kind of, you know.
Okay, but once I've paid my...
Your penance? What is
that? Now I'm not a criminal. I am a licensed professional barber.
Yes, absolutely.
Licensed by the state of Florida.
Business owner.
Southside
Pillar Saint of Pete the community.
Advocate. Let me say that again.
Criminal.
Southside St. Pete. Advocate/criminal.
I mean, if you're filling out a job application, and you mean if they say, "Hey, are you cool with the background check?" What do you check?
What are you checking?
They're checking to see if you've been locked up.
They're gonna know that.
Yeah,
they're gonna know that when they see me.
So is that just by your appearance, or
I assume that all white people assume that all black people have been to jail?
Really?
For real?
Oh no.
Yeah. You can tell by the way you guys look at us.
Well, hold on. I don't want to get lumped in with just regular white people all of a sudden.
You're
all right,
Jewish, so that's
what?
A whole nother thing.
What?
Not even the white people. I mean, it's even the white people that want to be black.
Yeah.
The cool white people.
The cool white people.
They all assume that we've all been to prison.
And there's nothing cool about that.
No.
And Craig, what were you in for? You went for something very serious.
I was in there for drugs.
Right.
I had a drug issue. But I'm going to tell you, I mean, to be honest with you, I use that to better myself. Like, you know what I'm saying? I actually use that as a stepping stone. I didn't take.
You were addicted
loss.
To opioids, right?
Yeah, I was a boy. You got some?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't want any. I'm just fucking around. But yeah.
But
man,
those
I
fucked
was,
you up, man. That fucked
yeah,
your life
they
up.
They fucked me up for a long time, bro. I mean, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. To be honest with you, if anybody, if you're struggling, man, go get some help,
bro. Get some help, yep.
Get some help. Speak to somebody. Keep it real.
What was the lowest point for you, Craig?
The lowest point was when I was in recovery, in a facility, taking care of, you know, doing work release pretty much. And we had a visiting speaker come in. And the visiting speaker said that he was so strung out on whatever drug of choice he was on that he sucked the dick.
Oh, my God.
And that was the lowest moment for you?
Okay, because at that moment, I knew that I never in my life ever crossed my mind to do anything of the sort for right. drugs. So I thought being in the room with him
was
beneath me.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Straight up. And I had to bubble from that.
Wow.
I was not going to. So that means there was other depths of addiction.
Yeah.
I didn't want to find out.
I know that's right.
Now, Craig, we love our weed. So how did you venture from the weed into the opioids?
Weed has no feeling of the sort of the opioids. They have no, I'm just, to me, they have no grip physically as an opioid.
Weed has no grip on you.
No.
No.
I don't know about that, man. Some people got to wake and bake.
Some people may have to wake and bake.
They got to, but they can't function without it.
I don't think after 5 days
it's a such thing as a weed head junkie.
Shitting. But I don't think if they quit that they would be shaking, shitting.
Oh, yeah.
No,
not physical, not a physical addiction.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so I get you, yeah.
But other than that, don't get me wrong. I understand the wake and bake thing, but.
What, Craig, what got, I'm saying, like, I they're not in the same category at all, but how did you get to the point where you were, like, would you say you were strung out on opioids?
I would say when everybody, and what I'm going to tell you, honestly, I looked at, like, Lestat from Interview with a Vampire. You remember that?
Yeah, absolutely. That yeah.
Remember how Tom Cruise them looked?
Yeah.
They was all gray looking and moist and damp and shit.
Yeah.
Like a vampire.
Come on, man.
Damp.
I'm just keeping it real, man. You know what I'm saying? I was fucked up.
All the way real.
Yeah, when you couldn't look at yourself in the mirror and everybody is like, you know, you need to get help. And at that point, when you can't do it yourself, I gave in to the will of the world, what God seen fit for me. To, you know, to make that move, bro. The man said he sucked the dick.
Something got to change. I'm doing something wrong here.
You feel me? And I didn't want to go that deep, bro. So, you know.
Man, do you think, Craig, what would happen if that guy never came in and said he sucked a dick? Like, where do you think you'd be right now? Because it really seems like it changed your life.
I wouldn't be sucking a dick. I wouldn't be sucking a dick.
No, of course not.
But I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I think that I still would have excelled from that experience. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because to be honest with you, there were like 65 men in there. And out of the 65, 60 of them went back to jail.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm in the five.
Lance.
Yo.
What was, tell me just, obviously you and Craig are brothers and,
right.
you know, you guys have the shop together, Latin Sons Family Hair Care. Yeah.
2400.
2400.
Dr. MLK Street South in beautiful South St. Petersburg, Florida.
And I'll never forget the day I came in there and I was like, obviously, you know, looking for Craig to do my hair. And I feel like Lance was like, he said like he went away. This gave me a very vague, like, you know, I think.
Are you on vacation?
Vacation. Yeah. He's away. Gave me something.
It's
like,
going to be some time.
It's going to be some. And I was like, what the fuck, you know, happened? And I think I got the story. I think I came in there. I still came in there a few times and obviously got my hair cut. But
right. What
was that like for the business and for the family while Craig was away dealing with that?
It was tough, man. But, man, he had to do what he had to do, you know. Thank God he got the help he got. And, you know, we just did the best we could, you know. Of course, the barbershop is quiet as hell without Craig there. You know, it's dead. It's like a damn library sometimes, but man, we did the best we could, man, you know.
Absolutely. All right, now I want to ask you guys a question out of nowhere before I get back to some serious stuff. Would you guys fuck Sexy Red? Are we cool with Sexy Red?
Who the hell is Sexy?
Who is hell is Sexy Red?
You guys don't
Red?
Know Sexy Red? I man. Thought I was going to relate to you.
Oh, wait a minute. That's the
I was getting ready to ask them which one.
Which one? I know all what Sexy Red.
That's the misled little girl that does the song Hands on Her Knees.
Yes, yeah.
No.
Nah.
Nah, okay.
No, that ain't.
She's going to knock on your door.
She's very popular right now.
She's going to knock on your door.
No, I ain't fucking.
Any chick that acts like her, if you put your stuff in her, she's going to find where you live and knock on your door.
Yeah. Is that bad? You mean like that's you track you down?
Like even if you're single,
what you like.
Stalking you. Even if you're married,
you know,
you're gonna
like that kind of shit.
Have to beat her up to let her leave you alone.
Oh wow! I didn't know, man.
You're going to jail.
You're going to jail. Fucking with her name is Sexy Fucking Red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your lady name? Oh, that's Sexy Red, Grandma.
With two X's.
Yeah.
With two X's.
All right, and yeah. You guys, I wanted to talk about her. She seems like she's a very, you know, big name, you know, right now. What do you guys fucking listen to? You haven't listened to new Kanye? I mean, what's going on?
Yeah, well, listen, we listen to everything. You know that, but like Sexy Red, that's like.
What new shit do you listen to?
I listen to Earth Gang. I listen to Currency. I listen to, everybody that's a real rapper to put albums together.
Tell me what's a real rapper to you.
E-40, Busta Rhymes, okay. Ice Cube.
J. Cole,
yes. Kendrick Lamar.
Okay.
Wale.
Jay-Z. Eminem. Jay-Z.
Okay.
You know, real rappers.
Dr. Dre came out and said that Eminem is the best rapper of all time. Are we agree? Can we say that? Can Dr. Dre say, and Dr. Dre can say that, but what can white people say that?
Of course he gonna push him, man, but not at all. He can't get the GOAT.
You can't be the GOAT of something that's not your culture.
It didn't originate there.
I'm sorry.
All right.
He's up there, though, man. He's an honorable mention,
I'm going to be honest with you. He is a motherfucker on the lyrics.
Top five?
Definitely top five.
Definitely okay.
Top
five, yeah. All right. Is
definitely
it
right? Top five.
Do you guys roll your eyes when white people say he's the best?
It depends on what kind of white person.
All right,
no, because
well,
I mean, you gotta also no, just be real about it. It's kind of expected, of course.
Yeah. Just yeah. Like, we roll our eyes when a black guy says
it. Yeah. That's the good. That's the truth. That's the truth. Seth, are you happy that we're finally in the studio?
Yeah, we've been talking about doing this for like a couple years now.
Are you gonna play ever the old barbershop episodes?
Probably
like, will we blow up.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, we gotta play some of those.
Probably once this podcast starts doing well, I'll put it out there.
Yeah.
All right, you guys told me, I don't know what the fuck I was asking you guys about, but you guys both told me that you said you're going to the game on Tuesday. And I go, yeah. What game? You said opening day. I can't believe it's already opening day because I thought opening day was like the first week of April and it's only March 20th. But Craig, aren't you like a big Braves fan?
I am the ultimate Braves fan.
Ultimate Braves fan. And you still support the Rays though, right? Oh shit, man. That blunt getting you? Oh my God.
That's the good weed.
Wow.
You all right?
No.
I was going to say, if that's taking Craig out, man, he's very experienced.
Hey, listen.
Holy shit. You need a drink or something? We got some water in the kitchen.
I'm chicken nugget.
Chicken nugget. He's fried.
Is that okay? Is he down for the count, Rio? Because I can't see him at all. So.
No, he's getting it together.
Rio.
He's getting it together.
Holy shit, man. All right.
He has great medication.
Right. You guys are going to the game on Tuesday?
Yeah.
What kind of ticket you got?
We got general admission.
General admission?
That's all that was left.
How you feeling about the race this year?
I'm feeling like I need to see something more than what we saw last year.
Okay.
I need to see more consistency. We started off the season fucking with a record, 21 games in a row, 22 games in a row we won. Started off.
Was it? I thought it was like, was it 21?
Yeah, it was like 21, 22 games Jeez. In a row. Maybe it was 25.
I thought it was like 13.
No, we started off, it went up to like 20-something. The buzz started when it was 13 games in a row.
Okay.
And then it went up to the 21 games. I wanted to say the streak stopped at like 21, 22 games.
I mean, somebody can correct us on the facts.
I just looked up. It's 13 in a row.
Well, we made it 22.
What
self.
The fuck? Hey, Rio's going from fucking 20 to 25 to almost the half of the season.
It was 13?
Yeah, it was 13.
I thought it was like 20.
No.
It was 20 games in a row. We had a record for last year. It was something we did, 20 games in a row.
Maybe it was a home winning streak. Maybe it was.
No,
maybe that was the home winning streak.
Maybe it was 20 out of 21 or something like that.
We had like a real.
I think it was
like
the beginning of the season. The beginning of the season.
They went 13 games.
Yeah.
So maybe it was the home game.
Like the hottest start to a season ever or something like that.
Yeah, I think that was the 13 game winning streak.
How we feel about Wander Franco, guys?
Well, I mean, he's
He got to handle his business.
Yeah, he's R. Kelly.
Well, he's got to. Where? How?
He got business to take care of.
Do you guys know the details on that?
No, we don't really care because he's R. Kelly.
Okay.
Plus, they said that he was fucking with some little young ass girl in the Dominican Republic.
I mean, you know,
they got whole different ways of going about things now.
Rio, he cut a deal with the 14-year-old's mom.
So what's the problem?
He's older. He's like 24 or something
okay,
like that.
Okay, so the mother
cut a deal.
Yes,
with
her daughter.
Yes.
Did the daughter know about this?
No.
Man,
how
you
the
know
daughter
that,
didn't know about
this? Well, the daughter, I mean,
first
the, how?
First self.
Let's
self,
be
self.
Real.
We not in, that shit is in the Dominican Republic. That ain't here.
That's
that
not
ain't
here.
No American laws. They fucking 12-year-olds down there. They getting married and all. By the time they 14,
yeah, what is
they
the
got
law down there? Let go and clean that up.
Jesus, not American. I've been down to the Dominican Republic. Yeah, goddamn it.
Lat, I mean, they're signing off on this like they're acting like this isn't fucking
like
weird.
It's facts, man.
It's not.
I don't
weird.
Know, man.
It's
pedophilia America, might run rampant
only,
down there, man.
It's
I don't
only
know.
Pedophilia in America.
But
what is the law down there?
I don't know, but he was in America when he was communicating with her. And
but once again, did the girl? This is just
there.
What I want to know.
He's are you not, law and order, or what are you? What's going on here? I want to find out what lane we're going down.
I'm just to be honest with you. Have you been down there?
No, I went to the Dominican Republic one time, but it was at Club Med, so I didn't really get out in the streets too much.
You don't know.
I know that they're sorry, I'm just going to do Bubba. I know it's like people are poor down there, and that
no, I think poor has anything to do with that.
We have poor people in St. Pete, in America.
Pete, yeah, in America.
Them motherfuckers down there is Poe.
P-O.
And what? Tell me Poe. Tell me the difference between P-O and P-O-O-R.
They can't afford the other one.
I walked right into that one.
Dirt Poe.
So wait. So Craig, you're telling me if you're in the Dominican Republic, man, and you were Poe, and you had a 13-year-old daughter, and a baseball player that has a $188 million contract says, "Hey, I'll get you a fucking nice car. I'll get you, $20,000."
No, I would.
Come on now.
That's her daughter. That's her duty.
That I would sell
she
myself
to
him before I. Do my daughter like?
He don't want your old ass.
Okay, well, I'm gonna point him in the direction of something. If he wants a girl, he can get one. It's not gonna be mine. But listen, man,
you gotta remember, they come from a long line of Poe.
Yeah,
they all been Poe. They
man, it's some cultures sell their daughter off for a couple of cows, man.
I know. I know.
I mean, what was the deal? Did the mom get money?
The mom got money, and the mom
so
got.
So how did the daughter not know?
Well, listen, the daughter got. I guess the
daughter. Was the mom like this? You have to talk to him.
Well, the daughter got.
Go now.
What happened?
You know, here's the phone. Here.
The problem is.
You know I got his money.
He plays for an American professional league.
I just want to know
how. Baseball team.
With American pesos.
He got. $200 million of American money.
Yeah.
And
from a team that never gives out deals like that, you know.
Yeah. Well, he was trying to spread the money,
saying that he has a relationship with a 14-year-old. Yeah. Now, on the outside, that looks terrible.
Horrible.
But then, when you start peeling back the layers and understand that, for one, this motherfucker is from the Dominican Republic, and the girl is from Dominican Republic. And goddamn it, this is how they go about doing things in other countries.
Because you know,
this is not no.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Dabbing and blackmailing and all kind of stuff.
It was a whole fucking family that just got blessed because of this.
Yeah.
Like, for real. They were finna sell the daughter off to a broken
for some goats.
Oh my God, man. All right, so
why the lottery?
Wander Franco, we'll see. I don't think he's ever gonna play baseball again, and we'll see. The Rays gotta get back that money so they can start spending it elsewhere. I don't know what's going on with that. But Craig, I do appreciate you breaking that down, peeling back the layers of, setting up arrangements with older men. Wander was married too, by the way. So Wander was married to a 22-year-old. It's not like he was married to some 45-year-old woman and needed, a 14-year-old. He was
but
already
when did he start messing with the 22-year-old?
But again, Seth, to his damn point, okay? You ever been to goddamn Dominican?
That part.
All right, you guys.
My man, I guarantee you, they 14-year-olds don't look like our 14-year-olds.
I understand. What was it? I think Craig told me one time, where'd you go? You got like a box of rubbers, like of 150, and used them all in like 48 hours?
Well, it was like 8 of us, and we was in the Dominican Republic.
And how big was the box of condoms?
Punta Gorda. We had everybody had like the 30 pack of Magnum that you get from like Walgreens or Walmart.
You're talking like I know. I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know about Magnums.
But
he would never probably know about a Magnum.
The big pack. The pack. You get 30 of them.
Yeah.
You know.
The big box.
This ain't the little pack that you get from the corner store.
Yeah. This is like for the month. Pack. Yeah. This is like for the month at the house.
Oh,
yeah.
You did a whole month there?
No. This is a week worth in the DR.
Okay.
We already was built up. They had already juiced us up on exactly what was going down, and that's what everybody goes down there for, and these bitches. bitches everywhere.
Bitches everywhere?
Everywhere.
Man, you think even a bitch would like me?
They're aggressive.
They would love you, Seth.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. I got to give them money, or they just want to fuck?
Yeah, you got to give them money.
I got to give them money?
And you got to give them some money, but this is the beautiful thing about the money part.
It's going to be not a
the money, the little bit of money that you do give them,
like $7.
They're going to act like Elton John.
Like 40, 50 bucks.
50.
Like my first night, I had two of them for $60.
Everything, Rio, the works?
And they was model bitches. Like, every one of these bitches looked like they came out of magazine. And we watched all these hoes at a spigot taking their goddamn bath when we was coming in on the bus. Them same hoes, bitch. They went and transformed. And goddamn. God damn.
You give them a tip at all, or you just give them the 30 each? Or?
Oh, he gave them a tip, all right. They got a tip.
The tip was they got a chance to come.
A lot. They got a chance to come.
El Residencial.
Yeah.
He was on top of the hill, baby.
You guys are fucking... Lance, you don't know anything about this, right?
At all.
Yeah, see, I don't either, man.
You went nowhere around that.
Couple of married guys like us, man. We don't know what the fuck's going on. I just know the
story.
Guys, isn't there a place in St. Pete you can fuck? Why'd you have to go all the way down to the DR? I get it that it's cheap and they're hot.
It's not about that. It's about, goddammit, you got a passport for one, you need one.
Yeah.
And for two... I'm tired of these hoes around here. I want to go and fuck in another country.
They call them the exotic ones.
Yeah, the exotic.
Yeah. Bitch, just I done fucked me some foreign bitches. I went foreign in a land of foreign and fucked some foreign bitches.
Now watch this. They treat you like a superstar.
Man, they see these goddamn gold teeth.
For $40.
And the motherfucker like, Senor Rico. So, you know what? I know what that means. They thinking I'm rich. You feel me? And I'm just like, the bitch, she like, you want freaky freaky? And I'm like, you damn right I want freaky freaky with you and her. And man, we go back to the damn, we got like this big ass, like six bedroom, six bathroom.
A villa.
But no, man, we chilling and shit, bro. We got like, bro, it's like eight of us. And we got, everybody's got bitches, bro. I don't even know how we got all them hoes there. We had one truck, bro.
And how many bitches were there? Like 12?
Bitches everywhere, bro. I remember, bro, like, nigga, man, it was crazy. Man, it was bitches.
Y'all had a pool?
Bro.
Y'all had a pool?
The infinity pool.
Dang.
Oh, yeah. Shit. We was literally on top of the hill.
So y'all looked like y'all was super rich that night.
Look at the pictures and shit, man. We was the man. Mind you, we walk in, we come, instead of driving, we just walk down the hill. You go down the hill and like the strip right there, the beach like a little bit further back.
Y'all hit a club or bar or something?
We went to basically their main little club.
Yeah.
Now we get down on the strip, you know, everybody's kind of out on the strip, hanging out on the little balconies and shit and just, you know, the tourists and shit kind of just, we all coming out.
Yeah.
And mind you, every man, it's the ratio of men to women as far as the tourists.
Yeah.
It's a whole lot of men, not a lot of women, like men with their wives.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Girlfriends.
Yeah.
No, it's men with their homeboys.
So I can't tell you, I should take my daughter there this summer?
No, don't ever take her there.
Okay.
Never. Take her to Puerto Rico, okay. Right next door.
Yeah, don't ever. Don't you ever.
Don't ever take
don't
her there.
Don't even mention that. You're going to get a divorce.
All the nasty debauchery that you can get yourself into there. You don't want her to have.
Why am I only
there?
Finding out at 42 that you can go to this other foreign land and just fuck away for $40, man?
Listen, sir.
Nobody told me shit.
That's why,
cheaper in Colombia.
Listen, sir. That's why Bubba fucks with you the way he does. We're gonna help you out.
Okay.
We're gonna get you together, buddy.
We're gonna get you together, bro. Your name is gonna be Seth Money.
I hope so.
Yeah. But there ain't no hoping.
All right, I'm ready to get to that point.
My last night, well, our last like couple days though. The last 2 days we had rounded up because we had some other bitches. Like that night, we got rid of them hoes, went back down there and came back with another set of bitches.
These the same girls, they were still all at the spigot,
but
bathing the night.
Well, we don't know if them exactly was the bitches.
They all look like.
I'm just saying, bro, it was a bunch of Dominican ass hoes, bitch. And they was young bitches, bro, literally at a spigot, bro. And they was all look like they were washing themselves up. Because, you know, we looking like, what the fuck are they doing? What the fuck are these bitches doing? And
see, this is the kind of shit you get at the barbershop.
Yeah, this is exactly, this is a conversation.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
When it was when it's a light crowd. Not, you know, not when there's kids in there.
No, of course not. But
man,
see, so,
I got a video of one of the bitches. We had a little cookout and shit because we invited some. They were some other bitches that could really speak some English.
You fed the bitches,
cool. Yeah.
And we invited some other bitches that
they
back,
speak English.
Double back, and we had a little get together cookout, you know, little thing. Now it was really fuck them some old, but we was being cool with them too. I got a video of them.
You
bitches.
Was like
one bitch looked like Rihanna. I'm mean, like literally,
oh,
she
man.
Looked like Rihanna, it's, titties and all.
Oh,
man.
I love Rihanna.
Oh my god!
I was gonna ask you guys about that, like the hottest pop star.
There.
No, I'm just saying. Like I don't know, is Beyonce,
I live
Rihanna?
Vicariously through
they
real
was all
stories.
Fucking beautiful bitches. And then you know what was even more beautifuler about it?
Tell me.
The shit is fucking. That was when I realized that Haiti shares the same island with Dominican Republic. I never actually knew that.
Did you get some Haitian bitches? Or
they're all over there mixed in, and the bitches is just as fine as the Dominican bitches. And it's all the same. And I learned another little small little caveat into that was most Haitians, men and women, speak Spanish. They also speak French, but they also speak Spanish and fluent in it.
See, Rio's learning more than just, he's not just going down learning fucking, Rio's learning more and all kinds of shit. All right, something, yeah. Listen, you guys have been here for a while. You guys were talking to Bubba for 20 minutes. I could tell Craig was like, let's start this, let's get out of here. So I got just a few more questions to ask before you guys head on back to St. Pete, before I get the fuck back to St. Pete. Can you guys tell me, we talk politics on the show. I stay out of it because I don't give a fuck. A lot of Donald Trump supporters and stuff that listen. How do you guys feel about Trump? Maybe, is it the same that you felt, 4 or 8 years ago? Do you feel differently now? How do you feel about everything politically that's going on right now?
He's
going
to be our next president.
Hands down.
Are you guys cool with that?
I mean, at the end of the day, I like that.
It ain't going to change nothing.
It's not going to change nothing.
It doesn't affect us. When Obama got put in office, it didn't change a fucking thing for me as a black man.
So
it didn't. I mean, real shit. A lot of people was all, celebrating.
I'm more concerned about my local.
We got a black president. Yeah, I was still a fucking convicted felon. I still had to create my own income, my own job. I still had to do what it takes to overcome being a black man in America.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm
Absolutely,
saying?
Absolutely, yeah.
So the politics of things really don't fucking come a trickle down to us.
Because I'd rather have a president.
Unless we're involved in politics. And how many black people really are involved in politics?
I'd rather have a president just handling business instead of bothering me with lies.
At least Trump looked like he finna handle some goddamn business.
This
goddamn
Biden. Yeah, like whatever. Biden don't look like.
I got no faith in this
guy,
man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He don't look like he finna take
that
business.
He's gonna make it up the stairs.
Look at him. He's gonna wake up tomorrow. God damn, man. What the fuck?
Yeah. I mean,
they already was saying the bitch got goddamn dementia or something. Just sit in the whole sense of dementia.
Yeah.
I don't have no confidence as a citizen of a country. That you can lead this country effectively.
This. President Biden, they have 300 hostages, and we don't know what we're going to do.
You know what I like about
he
Trump?
He might stroke the fuck out.
Trump don't goddamn beat around the bush about
nothing. Yeah, Trump's going to say some
Trump
shit.
Trump going to tell you like your IS is. He told us, God damn it, it's a Chinese flu. It came from China.
He told the black voters, what if you have to lose?
What the fuck y'all got to lose, man? Vote for me.
I'm like, the Democrats ain't doing nothing for you. Just come on over.
That shit made sense, goddammit. Yeah. Motherfucker, you right. What the fuck we got to lose,
hey,
man?
Hey, Seth, I'm going to do something for your coworker in the morning.
Yeah, what you?
I'm going to spray a little Febreze.
You're spraying. All right, you spraying Febreze now or later?
Yeah, I'm doing it now.
I hate Febreze. I hate the way it smells.
Okay, well,
you don't mess with that man's allergies, man.
I'd rather
that we get ready to leave, but
yeah,
I just wanted her to know that I tried.
I appreciate. Anna will appreciate that. I mean, we did have to use this area. I like that you guys said that politics don't trickle down to you because I know it's impossible on this show. People are very much into it, and I try to stay away from it. People think that I lean left and all this shit, and maybe I do, but ultimately. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't think that these people know.
Did you vote?
What does that have to do with you coming to get a haircut?
Will you vote Republican?
I don't like this line of questioning, Lance.
Just a question.
I don't like to talk about. I think people know.
You good? You don't have the answers.
We don't have the answers.
I mean, you answered without answers.
I mean, you guys know I'm cool, so
you're gonna be cool.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Mr. Seth?
Yes.
Okay.
That's Seth Money.
If I was into politics at all, if I had to choose, I would probably be a Republican.
Okay.
Because I took time to kind of, learn a little bit about politics and where democracy came from and where the whole Democrat thing and where black people are for Democrats. And what Republicans, the core of what their core beliefs are. And I'm more towards the core belief of a Republican than I am of a Democrat. I also was fortunate enough to attend like a Republican party.
A convention, bro?
A convention.
Like, oh, you went to the convention?
You went to the convention.
Well, rally.
This is new information.
I used to bartend
this
down
is
in
new
Hilton,
information
downtown,
for
St.
us, Seth.
He didn't put this on his resume.
Yeah, we didn't have no knowledge of this.
You guys didn't know that he was in the RNC?
We have no knowledge of this.
And I knew that it was
big
money.
But I'm independent, so it don't matter.
I was bartending. I was there in domestic capacity.
Okay. And you learned something.
But, I paid attention. I was in there listening, and it really, I got a chance to, because they, the Hilton hosted a Democrat one and a Republican one.
So yes. You got both sides.
And I got a chance to see exactly what this shit is. It sickened me to my fucking stomach. Just the way these people are acting, and it's like you people are what we vote for to run this country, and just the slander and just the whole way. It reminded me of student council in middle school, like literally on an adult grown-up level with a lot, millions and millions of dollars behind it. But these are the same people that we count on to run the fucking country.
Yeah.
And dicks and other people.
The slander, instead of what y'all talking about, it sounded like a fucking rally, like a KKK rally. Like that. It's like, we're going to fucking battle up and we're going to go over there and kill the other side.
When the Democrats got in there, you said it was like a KKK?
It was the same way. It was nothing different. If you closed your eyes, okay. You wouldn't have known if you were in a Democratic Republican. You wouldn't be able to decipher each one.
Okay.
You closed your eyes, you knew you would have fought. You was just
two wings of the same bird.
In fucking middle school. You feel me?
Absolutely, yeah. Craig, so you're saying you didn't know that that he was leaning this way? Does that change, you know, his standing at the barbershop?
No, because I said, what does that have to do with you coming down and getting a haircut from some guys that are fucking cool?
Fucking nothing, man. Guess what?
Exactly.
I'm down there all the time.
Which is why politics and what your preference is really don't give a damn to us, you know?
Yeah. That's the thing, a lot of people care, like when, you know.
Steal fucking Seth money.
Thank you. No matter what.
Yeah, that don't matter.
That's what I'm saying.
Guess what, Seth? Yesterday afternoon, after we were on the podcast, a guy rolled up and said he just had to come down and meet us and make an appointment.
Shut up. From the show?
Yeah. From the show.
Really? Yeah. White guy?
Spanish.
Okay, that's cool. What was it? Okay, all right, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right, I like
Spanish.
That.
We cut white people too.
I know.
Yeah, we cut hair.
I was disappointed on Saturday when I was in. I saw there was two white people in there at the same time I was, and I have never seen another white person in there in my life.
Well,
the neighborhood is changing.
It is. Because
we cut hair.
Yeah, but you don't have scissors though, do you, Craig?
Yes, we cut hair.
Master barbers.
The proper vernacular for those are
shears.
But Craig, you used to not have shears because, you know, you used to.
I was more hoodish.
Yes, but now you are.
That's because he was buying the $25 scissors. When you spend $150 or more, they're shears.
You got $150 shears, Rio?
Yes, sir.
He shears with both hands, like Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, they are $250.
Oh, shit. And you guys got that spray hair, too, right?
Yeah.
People still.
Enhancements.
Enhancements.
Yeah, well,
sprinkle hair.
Just tell people what it is real quick. You guys put it on me one day or something.
Hollywood.
Yeah, you guys can do a hairline, right?
Yeah.
Right.
If you got like a special event or something like that, you want a hairline for a night?
If you want to enhance it for the evening.
Get your hot towel treatment, steam them.
There you go. Mm-hmm. All right.
Hot lather machine, you know.
All right, listen, I appreciate you guys coming on. Anything else you guys want to say at the end of this first episode today? I don't know what the hell we talked about. I got to get out of this room. It's just, I'm just so high from.
You got a contact, bro.
Yeah, I'm so high.
Too. I'm stuck.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Chicken nugget over here.
You got,
I'm not going to lie to you.
I'm hungry as a hostage.
I'm hungry as a hostage. All
right, guys, we'll see you next week.
Hey, one love, man. We'll see you next week, man. Same
peace,
time, same
peace,
bat time.
Peace. Latin Sons.
Latin Sons. One love.
This is what's up.
Hey, man.
All right.
That's crazy.
That shit was a lot of fun, man.
Oh, man. There you go.
They get paid to do that? That's awesome.
Hey, man.